As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding. I am Jared Weiss. I am joined by Mo DeKeel. Mo, we're watching the Olympics and Team USA is playing basketball.
I mean, who would have known the plucky upstarts of Team USA making it to the gold medal game, Jared, after losing to France their first game and everybody assumed they had no chance.
I love how they lost to France at the beginning. We're coming full circle. They have France in the gold medal match. Before we get to that, we're going to talk about first France versus Slovenia, Luka versus the world. France wins on a Nick Batum block from behind, phenomenal play. Luka was the one dominating that game for Slovenia. Slovenia almost pulled it off. He hurt his wrist. He looked gassed, and he still nearly carried them to the gold medal game.
Yeah, I mean, look, this whole run of Slovenia Luka has been amazing. You know, every time he puts on that jersey, they've gone, you know, before this game, 17-0. This is his first loss in national basketball. You know, it's been an impressive run. But Jared, I think the minutes finally got to him. You know, it played 36 and a half minutes in this game. You know, every other game, every other day they're playing, we know that kind of gets tiring here a little bit, and it eventually sort of wore him down. And as great as he was, he kind of started to fall off. And that's saying something for a dude that had a triple-double.
And for a dude who, every time he plays basketball, I mean, he's carrying the entire team on his back, basically. It's like Mavs 2.0 for Slovenia. But this Slovenia team has just continued to be phenomenal to watch ever since Luka's basically taken the reins.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first, I mean, they really missed Goran Dragic, who retired from international play and things like that. You kind of look at it going like, okay, they maybe would have had a better chance with him. But they got some great play from guys. And forgive me, I'm going to try to say the names correctly. I'm going to say them all wrong except for Luka's. Blezic was great, 14 points. He's just kind of been solid for them. You called him a Nuggets legend, Konkar. You know, has been good throughout the whole tournament. Pripilic, who's the one whose shot got blocked by Nicholas Batum, had 17 points. Mike Toby had 23 points. You know, like they kind of picked up the slack here for a little bit in the scoring department for Luka as he went 5-for-18. But, man, Luka dropped 18 dimes, Jared. Like, it's
pretty decent.
It's just – it's pretty impressive, you know. And that's 18 dimes in 40 minutes. Like, just so people understand, like, it's a little harder in international basketball sometimes to get that kind of numbers. I mean, it was a great run for Slovenia. I don't know what else to say. I think eventually they just ran out of gas.
Okay, so let's talk about the team that's in the gold medal game. It starts with Evan Fournier, who has been really a superstar for this team, carrying them offensively. He's been lights out from deep. He's moving gracefully. He just got a huge contract from the Knicks. I mean, this guy is on top of the world right now.
Yeah, I mean, this has been an impressive run from Fournier. You know, we saw what he did against Team USA. He leads France in scoring with 19.2 points a night, just kind of balling, you know, shooting 41.7% from three. That this France team, which has been together for a long time, you know, all just kind of knows how to play with each other. Nando De Colo was awesome in this game against Slovenia, had 25 points, kind of just sort of kept everything going. And their defense, at the end of the day, their defense is unbelievable. Batum finished not only with the game-saving block, but three other blocks. Then you have Gobert with four blocks and just his force as a roller. You know, this team is just a very well put together team that just knows how to play with each other.
It's funny watching Batum play for this team. It reminds me of watching Linus Kleiza playing for Lithuania back in the day, where like in the NBA he's solid, but he's basically Michael Jordan when he's playing international basketball. And this France team is just built so perfectly around Batum to play to his strengths at this point of his career. They're just that team that has beautiful balance, especially when De Colo is getting into the paint and kicking it out. They swing the ball around off of those kickouts so nicely. I mean, they look like the kind of team that you wish Team USA would actually look like with all the talent that they have on the floor.
Yeah, I think the part of it is, I think that's where sort of the continuity comes into play when we talk about Team USA versus these international teams. These guys have been playing together since they were kids. You know, it goes that far back for them. So even though they're not together for most of the time, whenever they get together in the summer, it's just back to the old things.
Rudy Gobert has always been good as kind of like a short roll guy that can pass ball over his head, but that pass he had where he did kind of a 360 no scope to a wide open shooter at the top of the arc, is that something that Jazz fans should be looking for next season? Is like Rudy Gobert is going to turn into an elite passer out of the pick and roll?
No, but we've kind of seen that pass from him every now and then. Something wild kickouts like that off the rolls. Like, he's a willing passer, which is a good thing. And that, you know, that kick out, and it was to, I think it was to Timothy Luau-Cabarrot for the three. I mean, huge. They're all legends to you, Jared. Every time we talk about somebody, they're
just
a legend.
TLC's a legend to me.
Okay. Let's fans at home, keep track of the legend count from Jared Weiss here, on all the podcasts he does, you know. But just in general, like, this is Rudy, kind of like, again, it's the way we talk about Doncic playing with, like, this is like playing with the Mavs 2.0. It's very similar for Rudy playing with the Jazz. You know, be a rolling force, be a rim protector, kind of not much changes for him on that end.
Okay, let's get into US-Australia. USA was down early again, another slow start, and of course, Kevin Durant just blew everybody away, and he's looking the same as he did in the playoffs a couple months ago, where he's, I guess right now, the best two-way player in the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to say that. You know, he kept them in the first half, you know, and it's very similar to their previous game against Spain, right? Like you said, slow start. It's like almost right at the halfway mark of the second quarter, they all kind of look at each other going like, okay, let's go play now. You know, we've given them hope. Let's take it away. And, you know, Australia looked really good in the first, you know, first quarter. Their defense looked solid, was suffocating. We're giving up no transition points. You know, Patty Mills had a tough night shooting, but they were getting buckets from Dante Exum from three. You know, they were getting, like, contributions from guys they don't normally expect it to come from. And, you know, then it just all kind of fell apart. And Kevin Durant was phenomenal on both ends of the court. He was, I mean, he had a big time block on, I think it was Jack Londale, future NBA player, playing for the Spurs, you know, on a dunk, and then just coming down the court and drilling a three. Like, just big runs for Team USA. Finished the third quarter 32-10. Just blew the game wide open.
Gotta say, Jock Lawndale is just an unbelievable name for an athlete. I love it. But Drew Holiday, who has played 15,000 minutes maybe in the last 3 months of basketball, is still playing incredible defense. Is this guy just like made out of some other type of carbon that humans aren't based on?
I think it was for him, whereas most people might needed the break. I think for him, it was like, no, I need to play right away to keep the intensity going the whole way through. And give credit to him, to Devin Booker, and to Chris Middleton, both kind of just, all three of them kind of coming in at the very last second and joining Team USA. Booker finished with 20 points in that game against Team Australia. I think, you know, Holiday's been phenomenal. His just defensive presence has been so big, and they've needed it, Jared, because they're not getting a lot from Damian Lillard on that end. Hence, he's not even playing as much for the team, just because, you know, I'm not even sure if FIBA's the right fit for him.
Why is that?
Man, it's hard. I think some of it's just the adjustment of everything from different officiating to the game being played a little bit. It almost seems more open, which isn't so much the case, but also not a lot of time with his teammates, not a full understanding of how he needs to play within this system. I think there's just a lot of contributing factors to it, you know, because we all know, like, Damian Lillard can go. He's a hell of a basketball player. No. He doesn't get the legend call. Timothy Luau Cabarrot gets legend, no. But he doesn't.
No. Wow. Actual legends don't get the legends. Only the guys that are unsung heroes get the legend call. Dame's already had his shine. So,
okay.
All right, we got a couple minutes left here. Let's talk about that gold medal match. It's Friday night, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific for Mo. What is the matchup that you're most intrigued in between U.S. and France?
I'm very intrigued with the Drew Holiday Evan Fournier matchup that I think we're going to see.
Two legends.
You know, everybody take a shot, even early in the morning. No, it's early. Don't do it. Fournier really gave it to Team U.S. in the first game of this whole thing, which started the process of everybody doubting the United States. And I think this is going to be one of those games where you're just going to see them lock in on him the way they did Patty Mills, who had a tough shooting night for Australia. You know, I think we're just going to see that, you know, back and forth. And Fournier's in a good groove right now. So it'll be interesting to see if the U.S. can even slow him down. You know, they've given up big numbers to guards. Ricky Rubio with 38 points, you know, in that Spain game, even though they lost. Like, that's the matchup I'm most excited for.
Yeah, and Fournier is one of these guys where he's just going to come over a screen and pop a quick three. I think it's easier, especially for these Team USA athletes, to handle guys that are trying to drive on them because they got the size and the athleticism. But when you got to put in the effort to stay out on the perimeter and really kind of keep the pressure out on the perimeter, that takes a lot more work. And that's always the question with Team USA is, are these guys going to really defend at that high level of intensity?
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what we're looking at. You know, the switching scheme and everything like that defensively for Team USA hasn't done them a lot of favors. France's size is still going to be a big issue. Was it an issue in the first game? Going to be a big one here in the second one. But Jared, I'm going to make a prediction.
Let's go.
I'm just going to say it. They're going to shock the world, man. Team USA going to bring the gold.
I mean, my prediction is that both teams are going to play hard, my man, but I feel like both of us have a good shot at being right. I don't do predictions because they're completely meaningless, but I'll say France is going to win because I think that would be more fun.
How un-American of you.
We're going to have to start calling them Freedom Fries again for at least another 4 years if that happens. All right, that's Mo DeKeel. I'm Jared Weiss. Check out, we got so much stuff on the Athletic NBA Podcast Network. Mo DeKeel, he is the co-host of Nerder, She Wrote, part of the Athletic NBA Podcast. New stuff every single day. We're going to have more coverage for you. We're going to be at Summer League. We're going to bring you more stuff from there. And we're going to say the two favorite words. It's one word, but we say it twice.
Ding, ding.